The Secretary of the Air Force told Alaska officials today that Eielson Air Force Base will keep its F-16 Aggressor Squadron. Alaska Congressman Don Young says it's good news on its own, but it also improves the chances that Eielson will get F-35 aircraft as well.
So it means we have a permanent wing in and Eielson, and no chances of it, no worry about it being moved to Port Richard or Elmendorf, or now put the rest in. It's a positive thing, so I feel very good about it.
The Air Force said last fall it was considering moving the 18 F-16s now based near Fairbanks to make room for two squadrons of F-35s. Eielson remains the military's preferred location for the new aircraft, a decision that could mean thousands of new jobs for the Fairbanks area. If Eielson keeps what it has and gains two fighter squadrons, Senator Lisa Murkowski says the base will need additional infrastructure.
I think a very critical cost assessment was made, and the decision to invest in Eielson for the long term was made.
Meanwhile, a U.S. House panel today reviewed the production problems of the F-35s, which include engine failures, software errors, cracked bulkheads, and a fire. As Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner points out, the price tag has skyrocketed.
Current acquisition costs are now approaching $400 billion, which, according to GAO, makes this DOD's most costly and ambitious acquisition program.
Still, lawmakers and Pentagon officials say they have to make the program work to produce the next generation of stealth fighters. Congressman Young says the cost overruns concern him, but they reflect massive leaps in technology.
And this plane is going to be the best. It'll be, do everything anybody ever wanted to do. But it is so far-reaching in modern technology, there's going to be some glitches. But I'm not discouraged about that at all.
Fairbanks is also waiting to hear if the U.S. Army plans to keep Gray Eagle drones at Fort Wainwright. The unmanned vehicles are about the size of a Cessna and similar to the Air Force Predator drones.